I'm going to be talking to you about graduate public health nursing students working in a couple of settings with the Department of Public Health. So I just want to first of all disclose that we have no partnerships, no relationships to disclose. These are the objectives of this talk. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the importance of academic and public health partnerships, practice partnerships, talk about two collaborations, and then discuss the necessity of collaboration between public health professionals and academia. So the background for this talk is that it's really important to reach out and to create partnerships between public health and academia. I had been in touch with, I'll talk first about our program at the University of Hartford. We have a RN to BSN program and a master's program for nurses. So all of the nurses, all the students who come to us already have a registered nursing degree at the undergraduate, and they're gonna get a graduate degree. So this, I work with the, in the master's program, we have three tracks. We have management, public health, and education. I'm responsible for the public health track. I coordinate that. So public health is, as you know, built upon this foundation of partnerships. It's critical that public health have partnerships. And like everywhere else in the country, there are tremendous workforce shortages. Recently, the Department of Public Health in Connecticut lost 66 positions to early retirement, so they're really in need of help there. Because all our students are already RNs, they come with a real tremendous experience, a number of years of experience in various areas. And having these students work on important public health projects is very important. So the first thing I did, I had been in touch with the section chief of planning and workforce development at the Department of Public Health about having students attend an orientation day at DPH. And she agreed and then later contacted me about a project that was ongoing with the CDC epidemiologist and an epidemiologist from DPH, looking at an increase in VRE infections around the state that had occurred between 2005 and 2007. And she thought that perhaps some of our students would like to be involved in that project. And I'll get to that in a few minutes. And then at the same time, I'd also been in contact with a DPH local public health nurse liaison, Barbara Dingfelder, and she was creating a local public health nursing manual for nurses around the state. Connecticut is a really small state, 3.5 million people. We have 80 local health departments, and all of those health departments are local, under local control, and they do their own thing. And so there's no sort of coordinated way for things to happen. And so she thought this nursing manual would be a great idea, and we agreed, of course. So our students have to complete 80 hours of practicum time and have to achieve personal learning objectives that are approved by the faculty. So we thought these were two really important projects that we could be involved in. The nurses would learn and DPH would also benefit. So the first I'm going to talk about is the VRE project. Five of the MSN students in the public health track were involved in this project. They helped create a user-friendly data collection form, reviewing charts and presenting data on the VRE project. Because all of the students, as I mentioned, are already RNs, it was a perfect fit. They could easily go to the identified hospitals. There were 60 hospitals that they had to go to, collect the data and present that data to Dr. Gu, who is the physician from the CDC who is responsible for overseeing this project. It also provided them with an inside view to the realities of collecting epidemiological data and using active surveillance. And they also assisted Dr. Gu in identifying risk factors that were associated with VRE. Not only did they examine risk factors, mortality rates, and comorbidities here in Connecticut, but these students, actually five of the students traveled to Australia, and one student traveled to Toronto, Canada, and they actually did a comparison and contrast of VRE infection rates in those two countries with the United States and how they deal with those infections. And so from those experiences, the students created a final project, which is a paper and a poster. This is the poster that the students created, which I thought was really wonderful, comparing and contrasting what went on in the three countries in terms of VRE surveillance and infection rates. What they found is that there are some similarities and some differences between Canada, Australia, and the U.S. with regard to surveillance, reporting requirements, and rates of infections, but VRE is really a problem in all three of these countries. The rates are increasing in all three countries. This poster was presented at the Connecticut Public Health Association meeting just last month, a variation of this project. They also presented this at our graduate research symposium at the University of Hartford. The next project I'm going to talk about is the local public health nursing manual, and I just want to acknowledge that Rita, one of the sort of the lead person on this project, is here in the audience now. She's graduated with her MSN. We're really proud of her. Now she's working very hard at H1N1 in her local health district in Connecticut. So the local public health nursing manual was a collaboration with Barbara Dingfelder, who's the local public health nurse liaison in the Department of Public Health at the state level. And as I mentioned, there are 80 local health districts in Connecticut with various numbers of nurses and other professionals and some non-professional personnel. Some of the local health departments have no medical personnel or nursing personnel at all. So four of the MSN students and one student from University of Connecticut were involved in the project under the direction of Barbara. And the outline that they used to create the manual was the 10 essential public health services. So each student picked one essential public health service and worked on that chapter for the nursing manual. And the document is sort of a living document, and that's going to be continually reviewed by the professional organizations and by the local nurses at the local level. So what they did is that they also created a poster presentation, which was presented at the Connecticut Public Health Nursing Association meeting and at our Masters of Science in Nursing Graduate Nursing Symposium at the University of Hartford, and also at the Virtual Office of Public Health Nursing, too, correct? So this poster has gotten around. We're very proud of the work that they did. So the lessons that we learned, obviously collaborations are really important. So while outcomes specific to our program were actually achieved, according to the preceptor evaluations, which were very positive, and individual student learning objectives were also achieved, and the projects were stellar, it would be useful to pursue sort of a general quantitative and qualitative outcome evaluation tool for the long term. But they did complete necessary work. They came away, I think, with a much better understanding of what public health is. During times of fiscal constraint, what a great partnership this was. The nurses learned and public health benefited, and that's an ongoing relationship. So future classes will continue working on the manual and other projects if there are any. And it's important to build relationships, obviously, and the outcomes have been shared with other people, and as I said, we would look for tools to do specific qualitative and quantitative outcomes in the end. So our recommendations based on this project are that it's really important to improve collaborations. Reach out to academia, and academia needs to reach out to public health practitioners. Involve graduate nurses. It's really a wonderful situation because they have so much experience and knowledge that they bring to the table already. Present the findings wherever possible. Our nurses were encouraged to present at various forums, and then pursue an evaluation process in the end. And that's it. Thank you.